Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, listen closely. You have a chance encounter ahead, a single meeting that will alter the course of your life. This isn't about happenstance, it's a divine appointment. There's a reason why you feel called to help those who struggle, but understand that sometimes endings are necessary for new beginnings. The prophetic voice in this nation has strayed, and I have chosen you to lead it by example back to its rightful purpose. Now is the time to step into your calling with boldness and confidence. Embrace the power and authority that's been given to you and trust in the guidance of my Holy Spirit to lead you in the right direction. As you navigate this journey, remember to stay humble and to seek wisdom from those who've walked this path before you. It's important to recognize that with great power and great opportunity comes great responsibility. The prophetic voice carries weight and influence, so use it wisely and with integrity. This is crucial. Be a beacon of light in a world of darkness and allow me to work through you to bring about positive change. Don't be afraid to speak truth to power and to challenge the status quo. The road ahead may be difficult, but remember that I am always with you, guiding and protecting you every step of the way. Trust in my plan for you and believe that I will lead you to where you're meant to be. Embrace the divine appointment that I've set before you. Lean on my strength as you step into your calling. Stay true to your purpose and never waver in your commitment to serve as a voice of truth and love in a world that so desperately needs it. You are chosen for such a time as this, so no holding back. The mantle is about, this mantle is about establishing a foundation, a guiding hand, and a clear example for future prophets. This responsibility comes with a shift. Your current surroundings, even those closest to you, will need to adapt to this new reality. They must rise to meet the level that I've called you to. This path will take you to unfamiliar places, to stand before influential figures and speak my word with authority. There will be opposition. Those questioning your qualifications, ignore them. Never listen to your critics. Focus on where I'm leading you. The prophetic voice is in your hands. It's not a burden, but an honor. Embrace it. Step into your purpose and lead with courage, for I'm with you every step of the way. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? and that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at, again, at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do